We have to get underneath the prayer, the fasting, the almsgiving. We need to get underneath our penances of Lent. We have to understand why we are doing them. My brothers and sisters, if you're doing your penances in order to prove how great you are, stop. If you're doing penances to show and demonstrate your strength, your ability, stop. This is not what this is about. Jesus' response to the disciples of John today is a simple response. Why aren't you fasting? Because we're at a wedding. You don't fast when you're at a wedding. He had to get underneath the situation and speak to something greater than what was before them. There are a lot of different religions, my brothers and sisters, that fast. And they all fast for different reasons. There are religions that fast in order simply to obtain a greater mastery over one's body. We fast in order to remove idols from our life. Jesus makes it clear, God is with them, they cannot fast. Now is not the time. We see such a great contrast in the book of the prophet Isaiah about fasting. Our penances leading to quarrels, difficulty, fighting, right? It's like when they accuse Jesus, right? Remember the man with the withered hand? And they say to Jesus, you know, Jesus is there in the synagogue and they're all whispering and talking like, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? If he does it, we have something to accuse him of. You know, if he does it, if he heals him on the Sabbath. And Jesus is like, come on up here in front of everyone. Yeah, you, come up here. Come up here so everyone can see. Is it good? Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath as opposed to evil? Silence. Stretch out your hand. And it says, immediately they left the synagogue and they took counsel on how to put him to death. See, they have, do you see the irony in all of that? Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath or evil? They were so angry that he healed on the Sabbath day that immediately on the Sabbath day, they went out and they began to conspire to put him to death. They went to do evil on the Sabbath. They put themselves at work in order to put someone to death. See how important it is, my brothers and sisters, that we get underneath the things of our faith. Lest we imagine that these penances of Lent are simply discipline, simply about me proving how awesome and strong I am. The penances of Lent are for us to come face to face with the idols that we have erected in our life and to set them aside so that in setting them aside, we might be drawn more faithfully, more closely, more intimately into the relationship with our God. So, fasting. The bridegroom has been taken from us. We need to set the idol of food and things out of our life, to not turn to them when we feel anxious and worried and afraid and broken and empty. I'm going to fill it. I hate these little pithy little phrases, but the hole that is inside you is God-shaped. The hole that is inside you is shaped like God. My brothers and sisters, only God can fill it. Amen.